for the West Elk Coaches Corner here on the Mighty 690. West Elk Coaches Corner is brought to you by Double C Agency.
It's our West Elk Coaches Corner here on the Mighty 690, and we're now joined by the head boys basketball coach of the West Elk Patriots, Dave Miller. And Coach Miller, always great to talk with you. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Absolutely. And Coach, you know, a small sample size early this season, but your team off to a 2-0 start, including winning their first game in the Yates Center tournament. So what have you seen through from your group through the first two games that you like so far?
Well, what I've seen that I like so far is they're playing unselfish. They're playing as a unit, and they're not trying to, you know, pad their stats or get their points or whatever. They're just playing well together.
And that's something that's obviously got to be exciting for you. You know, just a handful of games into the season, obviously the chemistry will continue to develop as the year goes on, but the fact that they're playing so seamlessly together so far, it seems like there's a really high ceiling with this group this year.
Well, we hope so. You know, we're limited on depth, and, you know, we don't have a lot of size, but they're going to need to play well together in order to be successful.
Coach, what are some? Let's talk about your personnel here for a second. Who were some players, some key players that you lost from last year's team, and who are expected to be some leaders on this year's group?
Well, we lost three seniors off of last year: Tate Stewart, Eli Denton, and Jarrett Wilson, and they'd all been in the program for 4 years. We have Uriah Tillipaw and Martin Shipley coming back as seniors. Uriah was a starter. Martin was a sixth man. We also have Maddox Marino, a junior, coming back. They got some postseason honors. He was a starter the last 2 years.
Coach, something I really like about this Yates Center tournament is you get to go up against a lot of local area teams, Cherryvale, Neo Deschaux, Sedan, all participating in this tournament. And you really get to see where you stack up with some teams around the area. So you got that win over Neo Deschaux in the first night of the tournament, 59-30. What were some takeaways from that game? And obviously it has to feel good that you matched up well with some local area teams early on.
Well, the thing was, we didn't let their size intimidate us. They got a group of big kids, but we hung tough and battled. It was a close match, and then Martin just kind of sparked us with a couple steals and run outs, and we got a little bit of a lead and kept moving right on from there.
And, Coach, you continue this Yates Center tournament against Sedan, a team you know well, a team you play a couple times a year, and, of course, Coach Hill doing a great job with that program. But what have you seen in your matchups with Coach Hill, and what do you expect to see from your group to come away with a win against Sedan?
Well, Coach Hill is a very good coach. His team is always very disciplined. They play hard, very hard. And he's got really good athletes. As a matter of fact, one of my players from last year transferred down there, and he's on their bench. But I think Sedan is kind of a team to beat in this tournament, and probably the SCBL too.
Should have a great showdown between the West Elk Patriots and the Sedan Blue Devils, a great early season test for both of these programs. And we're joined by head coach Dave Miller of the West Elk Patriots here on our Coach's Corner program. Coach, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck against Sedan, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sounds good.
This has been the West Elk Coach's Corner, brought to you by WC Agency. Tune in Fridays on the Mighty 690 for all the latest in West Elk basketball.